朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
保罗在这里提到他传福音第二个心态是个欠债的一个心态。
In these verses, Paul describes his heart as if he has owned a great debt.
他接着这个欠债的态度、欠债的心态来表明他传福音的那个里面的动力和动机。
So he uses this to describe his motivation.
弟兄姊妹，我们做任何一件事情都有他的动机在后面。
Whenever we undertake a certain thing, there is a motivation behind it.
那个动机决定那件事情的意义和价值。
The level of motivation describes to us then the value we place on this endeavor.
刚才我们说用结果子的教训，我们明白，我们了解。
We understand when we say bearing fruit.
但是讲到欠债，我们不是那么容易了解保罗为什么要这样说。
Perhaps it's not so obvious why Paul used these descriptions.
上一次我曾经提到，保罗跟罗马教会几乎没有任何的背景，彼此不认识。
Because first, Paul really doesn't know anybody in Rome.
他从来没有去过罗马。
He has never been there.
罗马教会不像哥林多、加拉太教会是他创立的，不是的。
The church in Rome was not established by him like the church in Corinth.
保罗跟其他的教会有深厚的关系，保罗跟罗马教会差不多没有任何的关系。
So even though Paul may have very deep relations with other churches, we can say there is very little relation between him and the church in Rome.
那么这些在罗马的人他都不认识，怎么会他欠他们的债呢？
So if he doesn't even know them, how can he say he owes them a great debt?
我们今天讲到欠债。
When we talk about owing a debt,
我们一定说这个人我认得。
We must say we know that.
我欠他一千块钱。
So I owe that person $1,000.
所以他是我的债主，我是欠债的人。
So I owe that person money.
当我没有能力还他钱的时候。
When I cannot repay,
他从那边来，我就从这边走。
When he comes, I will run away.
当我没有办法还他钱的时候。
When I cannot give that money back,
他是熟人，我把他当陌生人看。
Even though I may know him very well, I would treat him as a stranger.
但是保罗在这里却告诉我们说，罗马教会，你们这里所有的人都是我的债主。
But yet, Paul described himself owing a debt to all these people.
我没有办法了解这件事情。
So perhaps this is incomprehensible.
为什么保罗说我欠你们的债呢？
Why did Paul say this?
我找很多的参考书。
I looked through many different
找很多的资料
interpretations on this passage.
一直找不到好的答案。
I did not come across one that truly satisfied.
两个多礼拜以前，我在准备这一篇信息的时候
，When I was preparing for this message,
发生一件事情。
I discovered one thing.
有一位姊妹
，There's a sister.
她从台湾来这边念书
，Came from Taiwan to study in the States.
那么她还没有来以前呢
，Before she came,
那么她的阿姨
，Her aunt
打个电话给我
，Called me.
说我姐姐的这个孩子要到你们 Boston 去念书。
My niece will be coming to Boston to study.
那么当时我们就接了这个电话，我们就预备去接她。
After we received that call, we understood we are to meet this lady at the airport.
就飞机误点，折腾了半天，她隔一天才到。
But because of the conflict in the scheduling and some delays, she did not arrive until a day later.
那我去飞机场接她，也折腾了半天才接到她。
And it was a very difficult thing for me to actually finally receive her at the airport.
当天晚上她没有地方住，我们就把她接到我家来住。
Because she didn't have a place to stay for that night, she came and stayed with us.
那么她一到我家
，When she came to our house,
我发现她做一件事情。
I discovered she did something.
把行李一放下，马上从行李里面打开，就拿了一个礼物，是她阿姨要给我的礼物，就给我。
She immediately opened up her luggage, found a gift from her aunt to give to me.
我拿到那个礼物，当然就谢谢她。
When I received the gift, of course I said thank you.
我回到楼下书房去预备讲道的时候
，And I went back to my study to prepare my message.
我突然懂了这个还债的意思。
Suddenly, it occurred to me what this whole passage meant.
我发现我们一直受一个限制。我们认为我跟你借钱，那么你才是我的债主。
Because whenever we think about owing a debt, we always think about money.
其实还有另外一种债主。
But there's other kinds of debts.
孙文新弟兄托我1000块钱要交给另外一个弟兄。
For example, if Windsor gave me $1,000 with the instructions, this is for this other person.
那个 other person 我不认得的。
I do not know that other person.
那么他给我1000块钱，要我到那边把1000块钱给那个人。
But if Windsor gave me this $1,000 to give to that person,
我跟那个人素昧生平，从来不认识，没有见过面。
Even though I may not know that person, never met him.
当我1000块钱还没有交在他手上的时候，他是我的债主，我欠他的债。你们懂我的意思吗？
But before I gave that $1,000 to him, I actually owe that person a debt.
我突然想通了以后，
When I understood this,
我就发现为什么这一节圣经对今天很多的基督徒没有影响。
Then I realized why this verse does not impact us.
因为我们跟这些人都不认得，我哪里欠他们的债呢？
Because we always feel I do not know these people. Why do I owe them a debt?
但是从刚才我说的那位小姐妹的这个经验里面，
But from the experience I just described to you,
她上飞机以前，她的阿姨给她一罐茶叶。
Before she went on the plane, her aunt gave her this can of tea leaves.
那么再三的嘱咐她说，你不能再。在半途吃掉哈。
Perhaps admonishing her, do not drink this tea.
弟兄姊妹，我不是开玩笑哈。今天很多时候我们是在半途把它吃掉了。
Perhaps sometimes when we were given a gift to give to others, we actually consume it ourselves.
所以他就捧着这个茶叶，不知道这个李秀全是何方神圣人物。
So when she received this gift on the airplane, she probably doesn't even know who Molly Lee is.
所以当他在那个飞机上等我去接他的时候
，So when she was at the airport waiting for me to pick her up，
心里面一定15个吊桶是七上八下，不晓得李秀全长得是圆的还是扁的。
Perhaps she was wondering to herself, how can I recognize Molly Lee？
对，当他一看到我的时候，他为了解脱那个一直捧着那一个茶叶心里的负担，所以一到我家，马上把那茶叶就交给我。
So when she saw me, then the burden is shifted. Immediately, she gave me this gift, which was entrusted to her.
弟兄姊妹，从这一个很简单的比方，我突然明白什么叫做欠福音的债。
Now I understood the meaning of owing the gospel debt.
我突然明白保罗说，你们罗马的人我都不认识，我一个都不认识，但是我欠你们福音的债。
Now I understood why even Paul didn't know the people in Rome. He felt that he owed them a debt.
因为耶稣基督在马太福音28章，在离开这些门徒升天以前，把这个福音的大使命托在你我的身上。
Because when our Lord Jesus in Matthew 28, before he ascended into heaven, commissioned us with the Great Commission.
他说你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Because he said, go ye therefore and make disciples in all nations.
In all nations. 这个 all nations 是我们不认识的，陌生的，完全对我们 来说没有背景。
So when the words all nations are used, that means it includes people that we do not even know.
所以保罗说，无论什么人，我都欠他们福音的债。
That is why Paul said, I owe these people a debt, Greeks and non-Greeks, wise and the foolish.
弟兄姊妹，欠债是一个很痛苦的事情。
It is a very painful thing to be in debt.
债解决我们一时的困境。
Yes, when you receive the loan, perhaps it solved your problem immediately.
但是借债却加深我们很长时间的一段的负担。
But it just prolonged the burden of repayment.
今天有许许多多的基督徒
，Many Christians today，
我们今天欠了人福音的债
，We owe others a debt，
但是我们里面一点感觉都没有
，But we do not feel anything。
保罗说：“我欠你们福音的债。
”Paul says， "I'm obligated. I have a debt to pay."
他在15节他说：“所以我情愿尽我的力量，快点把这些债务还清。”
And in verse 15, Paul says, "That is why I'm so eager to repay this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么？这个说明我们今天有传福音的行动和传福音的负担。
How does this describe then we have a reaction and the burden for the gospel?
有一次我去看一位从国内来的朋友。
One time I was visiting a person from China.
当我跟他谈完福音以后，他就问我一个问题。
After I shared the gospel with him, he asked me a question.
那天外面下大雨。
That day it was raining very hard.
他后来问我一个问题，我相信是从他心里面发出来的问题。
I truly believe that the question came from his heart.
你牧师外面下那么大的大雨，每一个人都喜欢留在家里，你为什么今天跑来看我？
He said, Reverend Lee, it's raining so hard outside, it's only natural for you to want to stay at home. Why did you come to see me?
我们毫无过去认识的背景。
We've never met before.
我想我只到你们礼拜堂只不过一两次而已。
I've never been to your church more than twice.
你们为什么要来看我？
Why did you come to see me?
你们来看我是来关心我，你为什么来关心我？
You're concerned about me. Why?
我不好意思告诉他说，你不知道吗？你是我的债主啊。
I cannot say, I'm embarrassed to say, you know, I owe you a debt.
今天我们在许许多多还没有信主的人面前。
But today, before many non-Christians,
我们实在欠了他们的债。
Do we realize we owe them a debt?
我们不讲那些偶尔在我们生命的当中与我们擦肩而过的陌生人。
Let's not talk about those strangers that we really rarely come into contact with.
我们讲一讲跟我们大学同房四年的同学。
What about your fellow student that you study together for 4 years?
我们谈一谈跟我们在一起同事好几年同一个办公室的同事。
What about a coworker that you've been working together, sharing the same office?
再说跟我们有十几年，甚至可能几十年，同一个屋顶底下，我们的家人。
Maybe even your own family members that you share a roof with for many years.
弟兄姊妹，除他以外，别无拯救。这句话的意义是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is the meaning when we say salvation is found in no one else?
怪不得有一个快要毕业的一个毕业生，一个大学生说。
There's no wonder that we hear this exclamation from a student who is to graduate.
他对着跟他同房间的一个基督徒同学讲。
He said to his roommate for many years, a Christian.
我跟你同房四年。
Said, I've been your roommate for 4 years.
我最近才知道你们基督教的信仰。
Only recently that I heard about the gospel.
我说四年，你从来没有邀请我到教会去过。
But yet, in the past 4 years, you have never invited me to your church.
从来没有跟我讲过耶稣基督的福音。
You have never mentioned Jesus Christ to me.
如果你所信的是对的。
If what you believe is true.
如果你所信的是真的。
If what you believe indeed is correct.
我觉得你是全世界最残忍的人。
Then I feel you are the cruelest person in the world.
你得到那么好处，你得到那样的宝贝。我跟你同房间四年，你都不告诉我，你是什么？你的良心在哪里
？You have such a treasure. You've kept this for 4 years. You've never shared it with me. Where is your conscience?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
信主，今天主把我们留在地上，有他的目的。
After we believed in the Lord, there is His will for leaving us here.
今天主继续让我们在地上为他而活，乃是成为一个还债的一个福音的见证人。
He allows us to live on this earth so that we can repay the gospel debt.
我今天不想在这里讲太多理论。
I do not wish to preach too much on theory.
我只希望今天早上跟弟兄姊妹好好的思想，什么叫做欠债？我们是不是一个欠债人
？But I want to emphasize the fact thatAre we indeed in debt?
我们感谢主，在过去这半年带领戴季中牧师在我们中间。
I thank the Lord in the past half year or so, the Lord led Reverend Taylor back into our midst.
你知道他在我们中间侍奉，对我来讲，我心里面很矛盾。
You know, actually, there's some sort of a conflict in me when I see him serving among us.
一方面感谢主，他来帮助我们教会英语的施工，我们感谢主。
Because on the one hand, I'm very glad and praise the Lord that He can help us in the church English ministry.
临时需要的时候可以抓到台上来跟他演相声。昨天晚上我跟他演了一点相声。
Sometimes the two of us can come onto the stage in the last minute to put on a show.
昨天很多人说，哎呀，你们演得很精彩。其实我们是临时凑合起来的。
Some have commented the last night's program was indeed very exciting and great. Well, it was actually impromptu.
但是呢，他的存在对我来讲是一个很大很大的压力。
But on the other hand, his being here is a great pressure on me.
因为我每一次看到他，就想到他的先祖戴德生牧师。
Because every time I see him, I'm reminded of his ancestors.
Hudson Taylor 这个名字是一个了不起的一个名字，但是对我来讲是一个很大的 pressure， 是一个压力。
Hudson Taylor indeed is a legendary figure.And indeed, his name itself is a pressure upon me.
你看他讲的这两句话就够压力了，是不是？他说：“假如我有千磅阴茎，中国可以全数支取；假如我有千条生命，绝不留下一条不给中国。”
We are all very familiar with his sayings. If I have 1,000 pounds, I will not leave even one for myself. I would give it all to China. And even if I have 1,000 lives.I will give it all to China.
我一直很佩服他这句话。
I've always been an admirer of these sayings.
一直到最近，我看到一个笑话，这句话的压力才减少一点。
It's only recently when I saw somewhat a humorous interpretation, that the pressure from these sayings lessened.
有一个人对他的好朋友说
，One person was talking to his good friend.
假如我有两栋房子，我一定给你一栋。
If I have 2 houses, I would give you one.
假如我有两部汽车，我一定分一部给你。
If I have 2 cars, I will give one to you.
那么那个朋友在旁边听他那么大方讲了半天。
His good friend listened to him and was amazed.
然后他就说：“假如你有2件衬衫，你给不给我一件呢？”
So he responded, "If you have 2 shirts, will you give me one?"
他说不给。
The friend said, "No."
他说为什么不给
？Why?
我为什么刚才给，现在就不给
？Why were you so generous?Just now, but now you won't even give me a shirt.
因为我只有一栋房子。
Because I only have 1 house.
因为我只有一部汽车。
I only have 1 car.
我却有2件衬衫。
But I do have 2 shirts.
哎呀，我看完以后这个笑话。
So after I saw this joke,
我说戴德生也没什么了不起。
So I said, well, maybe Reverend Taylor, when he said those things, it is just a bluff.
假如我有千磅阴茎，你一看内地会的历史，他们从来没有千磅阴茎。
If I had 1,000 pounds, perhaps they never had 1,000.
假如我有千条生命，一个人只活一次，哪里有千条生命呢？我们都给他骗了，弟兄姊妹。
If I had 1,000 lives, but we all only have 1 life to live.
所以我说戴德生啊，戴德生啊，你这两句话唬人的。
So I said, Hudson Taylor, all you saying here are really bluffing.
你根本不可能有千磅阴茎，你不可能有千条生命。
Because you do not have 1,000 pounds nor 1,000 lives.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But yet, brothers and sisters,
他一生有多少钱都放在中国
？When we see his life, how much money he gave to China?
不错，他一生只活一次，他那一条生命给了中国。
Yes, perhaps he only had 1 life to live, but he gave his life to China.
但是现在他把5代的生命都给了中国。
Not only his own life, 5 generations of his life.
你们知道吗？现在第六代快来了，知道吗
？Do you know the 6th generation is coming?
我们要为第六代祷告。
We need to pray for the 6th generation.
因为这第六代跟我们中国人有更密切的关系。
Because this 6th generation has a closer relation to Chinese.
弟兄姊妹，他只有一条生命，他就为中国而燃烧。
Brothers and sisters, even though he only had 1 life, he burned his life for China.
他有一磅阴茎，他全数放在内地会的施工。
Whenever he had 1 pound, he would give it to the work of OM.
这个叫做情愿尽我的力量。
This is what Paul meant when he says.That is why I'm so eager.
我们2年把一个口号放在上面。
We have placed slogans on the church wall.
如果不影响我们的行动，这是假的。
If it cannot change our way of living, then this is just a falsehood.
雅各说，你们不要单单听到，也要行道。
James said, do not just listen to sermons, you have to live it.
行道不是一个选择。
It is not a choice whether you practice this or not.
行道甚至不是一个命令。
It is not even a command.
行道是生命。
It is part of life.
猪有猪的生命，狗有狗的生命。
A pig has a pig's life. A dog has a dog's life.
基督徒有基督徒的生命。
But a Christian must have a Christian life.
行道不是一个要求，不是一个选择，是一个正常基督徒生命的表现。
So to practice what we preach is just a normal way of life for the Christian.
让我们从今天开始。
Perhaps from this day on,
做一个负责任的欠债人。
Let us be responsible to our debts.
让我们尽我们的力量，也愿意把福音传给我们四周的人。
Let us be eager then to preach the gospel to those around us.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。